Derek Geiger, his first and seventh team foul for Bad Axe. Josh Shelke at the line, shooting 1-1. The first one is good. Shelke with 4 points, coming from free throws. He's 4 for 5. 20-9, Bad Axe by 11. Josh Shelke's second free throw coming up. This one is released, and this one's no good. Rebound still loose, brought in by Ben Sutton. Tommy Morneau brings it up against Aston Seltz. At the right block, goes up for the layup. This one's no good. Rebound, Tommy Morneau goes to the second one. No good again. Gets his own rebound. Third one, no good. Rebound, Tommy Morneau. Fourth try. This one's off the mark. Rebound, Josh Shelke.
Whoa. 4 shots, 4 rebounds. No points, but a lot of action.
20 seconds left here in the first quarter. Harbor Reach with the ball. Trailing Bad Axe, 20-9. Shelke, top of the key, Bingard, McLeod. Shelke over to Seaman. Back to Shelke. Back to Seaman. Left wing. 6 seconds left. Shelke, top of the key. He wants the three. He pulls up for it. Off the backboard. No good. Rebound, Derek Geiger. And that is how the first quarter will end. Bad Axe 20, Harbor Beach 9 of the WLEW Sports Network. Standing ovation from the Hatchet fan base.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success.
On to the second quarter, Bad Axe leading 20-9. Over Harbor Reach, Bad Axe gets the first possession of this second quarter. Derek Geiger, top of the key, over to Tommy Morneau, right wing. This one's tipped by Seaman. Andrew Sutton back in the game in the right corner with the ball. Going down the baseline against Kirsch, dribbles once, back out to Morneau. Morneau up to McLeod against Shelke, dribbling to his right. All the way in the corner, pulls up for room 16 feet. No good. Rebound, Martin Messing. And we have no call. They get it over to Tommy Morneau. The jump shot's no good. Rebound, Josh Shelke, and swiped out of bounds. And they're going to say out of bounds. Last touch by Shelke. Strange sequence of events there. As Bad Axe inbounds at Derek Geiger up to the top to McLeod. 20-9, Bad Axe by 11. This one's kicked out of bounds by Shelke. We'll retry this one on the sideline and the near sideline. McLeod will inbound it for Bad Axe. 7:23 left in the second quarter. Bad Axe by 11. Tommy Morneau with 6. Martin Messing with 6. Andrew Sutton with 5. McLeod with 3. Martin Messing, left wing. Over to McLeod, back up to Morneau. Thought about taking the three, now dives in the lane. Back out Derek Geiger. Top of the key to McLeod. Pulls up for another three. No good. Off the mark. Rebound Seltz. Here comes Harbor Beach. Out-rebounded in that first quarter by Bad Axe. 10-6. Seltz. Over to Seaman. Into the corner to Kirsch. Kirsch starts his dribble. Nothing going. Up to the top to Seltz. Thought about taking the three. Does not. Dribbles to his right. Back up to Shelke. Shelke dribbling into the lane. Back out to Kirsch from the corner for three. No good. Rebound Martin Messing. Here come the Hatchets. Tommy Morneau bringing it up right in the action. Top of the key against Seaman. Dribbling. Feeds it into the right block. Sutton goes up to town. Puts the basket in. And he is fouled in the old-fashioned three-point play coming up for Bad Axe again. It's back out to a 13-point lead, 22-9. It's an on-the-arm foul against Tyra Reach, the fifth team foul for the Pirates. And the first against Jason Gaffke. Free throw is good from Sutton. And it's back out to a 14-point lead. The tie's the largest lead for the night for the Hatchets. Seaman goes coast to coast, and the layup is good. Cuts it back down to 12, 23 to 11. Top of the key, Tommy Morneau to Derek Geiger, left wing. Feeds into Sutton against Gaffney. Spin around, jump shot off the mark, rebounds Shelke. Shelke playing like a senior. Seaman in layup in transition, can't get that one to fall. Rebound still loose, brought in by McLeod. Here comes Bad Axe. High reach with a one and done in that last possession. 6 minutes remained. Tommy Morneau for three, no good. Rebound out of bounds. High reach ball. Wow. I'm just sitting here sweating just watching this game.
I'll tell you what, who's putting in the work is Bad Axe right now. They were just absolutely on fire in the first quarter. 9 for 19 shots, 47% for the Pirates. 15%, they were 2 for 13.
Shelke to Seaman, throws it right out of bounds. Seaman didn't see the pass coming. That first quarter, Harvich had 3 turnovers, Bad Axe with 1. And now Harvich with their 4th of the night. Time Morneau brings it up for Bad Axe, dribbling the top of the key to the left wing to Martin Messon. Screen from Morneau, pulls up for the 17-footer. This one's short, air ball, and out of bounds, Harvich ball. Substitution coming in for Bad Axe will be number 31, Ryan Holeski, a sophomore, moved up for the postseason run. We all know Mark Krug not afraid to use his bench. Seaman into the corner to Seltz. Dribbles all the way back up against Morneau. To Kirsch, right wing. Trying to feed into Shelke in the right block. Nothing there. He's guarded by Holeski. Back over to Kirsch, right blood wing. And they're going to say he double dribbled. Second turnover for Harvich in this quarter alone, 5 overall. It's still a 12-point game, 23-11. Bad Axe leading Harbor Beach, 5:07 left in the second.
Bad Axe is going to do their best to go ahead and shorten this game, too, while scoring.
Tommy Morneau against Seltz. Top of the key to the left wing to Geiger. Martin Messing, excuse me, that's Holeski. Now to Martin Messing, right wing. Morneau, top of the key. Dribbles into the lane, pulls up for the jump shot, and this one's good. Tommy Morneau with 8, 25-11, that 14-point lead for the Hatchets once again. Shelke dives into the lane. This one's in for 2 points. The first field goal for Josh Shelke in the night, he has 6. 25-13, Bad Axe by 12. Holeski, left wing, screen for Morneau, top of the key to the Derek Geiger, right wing. Feeds it into the low post to Sutton. Cross it over to the other block, and it's not into the hands of Martin Messing, goes out of bounds. Only the second turnover for Bad Axe all night long. 4:23 left in the second quarter, a 12-point ball game. Cody Seaman inbounds to Josh Shelke, being guarded by Holeski in token pressure. Cross midcourt, right to left across your radio. Top of the key, spins into the lane, goes up, kicks over to Jason Gaffney, goes up for the shot, and he draws the foul. And it's going to be against Martin Messing. His second foul and the team's 8th. Jason Gaffney going to the line for 2 shots. Team fouls right now, Bad Axe with 8, Harbor Beach with 5. Jason Gaffney's first free throw is up. This one's good. Substitutions coming in for Bad Axe. Number 22, Clark Brady, and number 44, Ben Sutton, replacing Andrew Sutton, his younger brother, and number 21, Martin Messick.
Coach Krug is going to try and keep his troops all fresh and everything.
Mind you, Bad Axe has John Messing, Jared Brown, and Martin Messing all with 3 fouls. Second free throw from Gaffney, no good. But it's stolen by Seaman, and he's tiled up by Ben Sutton. No call, and Tommy Renault brings it up for Bad Axe. Top of the key, over to the right wing, Derek Geiger for 3. No. Rebound, Josh Shelke goes out of bounds, and it's Bad Axe ball.
Definitely the kids are being able to play tonight.
That's for certain. No calls either way. Either direction, I mean.
For as many fouls have been called, it's been a slow whistle. That's unusual.
Yeah. Well, there won't be enough players if they called every single foul. Thank goodness we have Ted Valentine and Eddie Tower here tonight. Derek Geiger, top of the key, drives into the lane. This one's blocked by Seltz. And rebound saved by Gaffney, but he says stepped out of bounds, and Bad Axe will retain possession. Andrew Sutton, quick breather. He checks back in, replaces Ben Sutton. So Bad Axe has Derek Geiger, Tommy Morneau, Clark Brady, Andrew Sutton, and Haleski